It is February 5th. There are so many things that I cannot talk about in this podcast so as not to harm my comrades and commanders. I cannot tell you how and where exactly we live, how we move, how and who delivers food, medicines and ammunition to the front line, how relations are built between different branches of the military and different brigades. I can't talk about either in very general terms or not at all. After all, this podcast is listened to not only by friends of Ukraine, but also by our enemies, these shameless wild creatures who brought war to our land. And if they hear some of the details they should not hear, they could do us a lot of harm. Therefore, today I will talk about what happened almost a year ago, and my story will not be able to influence the course of the war today. In the first days and weeks of the war, real chaos reigned in Kyiv. All roads leading out of the city to the west were filled with cars. It was possible to drive only 200 or 300 miles in a day or even 2 days. The police did not deal with car accidents at that time. Patrolmen either fought on the front lines or caught saboteurs in the city. Somewhere in the second week of the war, several of my comrades and I went to the city to buy food. Literally a mile from our position was a fairly large supermarket, which turned out to be open. It was almost empty. About a third of the pre-war population remained in the city. Therefore, there were almost no buyers and sellers. We were looking for something that could be easily and quickly prepared for a large number of people, our company comrades. Pasta, rice, sausages, some meat products. But none of this could be found. Everything was sorted out in the previous few days, and there were no new deliveries of products to the store for a week already. Several people with rifles and a couple of old women walked among the empty stalls and trying to find at least something edible. For some reason, I remember huge packages of frozen scallops, a delicacy clams from the Far East, which were brought to this half-abandoned store from 5 or even 6,000 miles. In the Far East, this is an ordinary food, but in our country it is a very expensive snack, 10 times more expensive than the highest quality meat. Therefore, no one took it. It is expensive and few people know how to cook this clam. I also remember packages of Italian ice cream, some fabulously expensive. At first, I even thought there was a typo on the price tag and someone mistakenly entered a few extra numbers there. But it turned out to be the real price. This ice cream remained in the store like a museum piece, some product of pre-war era, when rich people lived in Kyiv who could afford ice cream for the price of a slightly used iPhone. I don't remember whether we found at least something in this store then or did not find anything. This moment simply erased from memory. Then I did not go to the shops for a few weeks. Maybe I would have come at least just to look, but I no longer saw open stores in the city. I remember how in the spring I walked in a large supermarket that had just opened after several weeks of inactivity. By that time, our company was provided with all the necessary products, and I did not need to buy anything for myself or for my comrades. And in the newly opened store, I bought only 3 packages of cat food. My cats at that time were with relatives in a village not far from Kyiv, and I knew that their food supplies were coming to an end. Buying food turned out to be much easier than delivering it to my cats. The fact is that Kyiv is divided by the Dnieper River, across which several bridges are thrown. I was on one side of the river, my cats were on the other. There was no public transport at the time. I don't have my own car, even my scooter was not yet next to me. The walk would have taken a whole day in one direction, but I didn't have this day, no one in the army had. And I carried cat food with me for several days. I have a rifle with me, 150 rounds of ammunition for it, dry rations, and a lot of cat food, beginner military set. The food for my cats was then transferred through completely random people. My friend, who was on duty at the checkpoint at the one of the bridges across the Dnieper, took all the cat food from me. He asked every driver passing through the bridge if he or she could deliver food to the cats. And very quickly, with the people who were ready to do it. My cats were then brought their food, and a few weeks later, my friend who figured out how to save cats from starvation died under Russian shelling. He was survived by his wife, 3 children, and inconsolable old parents. At the cost of the life of this man and thousands of others, then the invaders were expelled from the several Ukrainian regions. But now they are preparing a new offensive, much larger than last year, and we should all be ready for it.